What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show that gives you tips, tricks, and motivation when it comes to health and fitness. And of course, we keep it under 10 minutes. And the reason we do that is because we like to stick to one topic per episode. Today, we're going to be talking about the top three supplements. And also, because we have to stay on track with only 10 minutes, you can't really get off topic too much. My name is Drew Smith. I am a personal trainer, a competitive power lifter. And with me is my co-host, Brittany. What's up?
It's me.
And welcome back, Brittany. Now, Brittany is an avid workout partner of mine, and she's an enthusiast. She hits the weights a lot. And so we're going to talk about our supplements here. But first, I want to tell you that this is really cool. We have created a Under 10 Fitness app.
Woohoo!
So that means you can go to the App Store. Right now, it's only available for the iOS. So you iPhone users out there, you can get the app, download it to your phone, and from there, you can get all of the podcasts that we have released and all of the cool stuff there. Plus, you can join and log into the members area and find out all of those cool workouts, including yoga, stretches, strength workouts, circuit workouts, just tons of cool content. Yeah. All there at your fingertips. So the top three supplements. Now, and so the top three here are protein powder.
Okay.
Multivitamins and fish oil. So of these three, Brittany, are there any that you take?
Every once in a while, I'll have a protein shake, mm-hmm. or as a snack. But I take a multivitamin every day.
Multivitamin? Any fish oil?
No, I don't take fish oil.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk about these and also why they're important and why people take them. So these top three, I really had a hard time choosing because there's so many supplements out there, and creatine was up there, but fish oil beat out creatine just by a margin. And do you ever take creatine?
I do. I like to take creatine before I work out, about nice. Half an hour before I work out.
It's a very popular one. And if you missed it, we did do a very popular episode about that. It breaks down creatine and what it's good for. You can go to under10fitness.com and check that out. But so let's start with protein here. Now, protein powder, it's pretty much a household item. I mean,
it seems like it. Everybody has it.
Yeah, most people have these. Mm-hmm. My dad is a vegan. And he has protein powder at home. It's made from peas, and then he has some soy protein as well that he enjoys.
Very
and
nice.
So, and he's not a gym enthusiast. He just, you know, knows that he, as a vegan, he needs to supplement his protein. So he can't, well, I guess he could, but you can eat all of the beans and rice in the world, and eventually you're going to get tired of chewing, and you need to supplement that. So protein powder is more and more popular. And it's good because we know we need our protein, but we don't always have time to sit down and eat some chicken.
Right.
And it's a billion-dollar industry.
Wow.
So I did some research here, and I put this together myself. And I went through the protein that I've purchased, and I've bought expensive stuff and cheap stuff. And I looked at some of the prices of what I was buying, and it comes out to about $50 for a two-pound bag of protein.
Oof.
So it can get pretty expensive.
Yeah, that sounds pretty expensive.
And then here, I have some stats that I broke down here. And it was they sold $6 billion worth of protein powder in 2014. So at the average price of 2 pounds a bag, that's that was $50. And so with that, that is 40 million pounds of protein powder sold each year.
Is that just in the U.S. or is that worldwide?
That was just in the U.S.
Wow.
And I've got a link to that, so if you want to check that out, you can go to under10fitness.com/supplements. And so, basically, we love our protein powder.
What percentage of that was consumed by your household, Drew?
A lot. You can pretend like I'm Scrooge McDuck, but instead of leaping into my coins, I'm leaping into protein powder.
That's a lot of protein.
I actually photoshopped a picture of that, and I'm gonna tweet it out or Facebook it out. So all the social media, if you want to check us out there, it's at Under 10 Fitness. So next on the list is fish oil.
And now, what is fish oil?
Fish oil is oil that is from fish.
Oh.
I mean, so what they do is they take your salmon or cod, whatever type of oil that they are making and processing, and they, I can't put this in like a decadent way that's going to make you seem like, oh, that's delicious, I want to eat that. They basically cook the fish, and what happens, they boil it, the oil rises to the top.
Mm-hmm.
From that, they skim it off, they put it in pills and sell it. And oil, or fish oil, is good because it has been shown in studies to help with lean muscle gains, and also helps maintain healthy blood vessels and a healthy level of triglycerides, and it has been shown to help decrease the risk of diabetes.
Okay.
So, fish oil, it might be something that you want to consider taking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On a daily basis, this can help, and it helps with joints and all that good stuff, too. And now, the last one on the list here, multivitamins.
Multivitamins.
Yes, and you said you do take a multivitamin every now and then?
Every day.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Every day I take half of a multivitamin because, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Well, because if you read the back of your multivitamin, it says it's got like 1,000% of your exactly. B vitamins for the day.
Exactly. So, and I have a pretty good diet, so.
So it's kind of overkill to take a whole pill, but I do understand. And I don't know if you have this problem, but when I take a multivitamin, it makes me need to go to the bathroom a lot. Like, if I pop a multivitamin, I just have to pee all day.
You have to go to the bathroom? Yeah. I don't think I have that problem, but
okay.
I'm sure a lot of listeners do.
Well, multivitamins, you know, they're something that we grew up with. I remember biting the head off of Fred Flintstone when I was a kid.
Wow. This is really creepy.
Well, I mean, if you're as old as me, you're going to get that because, you know, the Flintstones... Vitamins.
Did you have the chewables or the powdery or the tart?
They were powdery, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember those.
Actually, and they came in like Dino was in there and Bam Bam. Uh-huh. So
I remember the taste, actually. I can imagine it right now.
If you imagine eating a piece of chalk,
yeah.
That was kind of what it was like.
With a little bit of a grape flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hint of grape. And I mean, the argument here is that multivitamins, they are just a good way to supplement getting all of those great vitamins that you get from veggies and fruits. So, I mean, most of them are packed with vitamin C and mm-hmm. A and B and K and D and B vitamins. And so the important thing to look at when you're taking a multivitamin is that it has all of the vitamins that you're looking for, and then that it dissolves properly.
Okay.
Because what they found is that some of these cheaper vitamins, they don't dissolve. And how you can test it is you just drop it in a glass of water.
Okay.
And wait. And if it doesn't dissolve within 5 to 10 minutes on its own without like shaking it up.
Yeah.
Then it's probably not a pill that you want to be taking because
wow.
You're not going to digest it in your body. It's just going to pass right through and you're not going to get all the vitamins out of it. So I've checked my vitamins that I have downstairs and it does dissolve rather quickly in water within a couple minutes. So
nice. That's a great tip. I'm going to have to go. Actually, excuse me for a second. I'm going to go test my multivitamin.
Go check it out. And you know what's really cool is that now, instead of taking your vitamins and eating them, they're actually offering them in the patch, a lot like nicotine patches.
Huh.
So you can pop on this patch and, you know, there you go. You don't have to eat a vitamin or broccoli anymore. So
weird.
You know, it's like... Hey, cool. Brittany, would you like some broccoli?
I think I would. No, I don't want any broccoli, but.
Well, you don't have to because you could just take the patch now. I don't want any broccoli. I'm on the patch. I'm trying to
quit.
But
I'd rather just take a multivitamin than have a patch.
Yeah. So personally. I think it's just B vitamins that are available now through the patch.
Oh, okay.
But it's supposed to introduce the B vitamins into your body over a period of time, therefore increasing your energy throughout the day. That's the idea behind this.
Well, that's a neat idea. Patch. Now, if they come up with a patch that's like cool, like it has rainbows on it or unicorns or something, I am down.
Okay. Well, they're pretty hip. I mean, they're sleek looking patches, but we're coming up at the end of the episode here. So again, our top three multivitamins or supplements, excuse me, are of course protein powder, multivitamins, and fish oil, something that you might want to consult with your healthcare professional and see if maybe you should be taking
it. Yeah.
And then, of course, if you want to check out this episode and all the show notes, I've written a pretty lengthy article about it. You can check out the benefits of each of these supplements. That is under10fitness.com/supplements. And we are out of here. As always, remember,
stay motivated.